From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP officials say they're encouraged by the amount of oil now being diverted from the blown-out well in the Gulf onto a barge on the surface. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says 11,000 barrels of oil were being extracted from a containment over the well each day.
I'm confident in the team that they will continue to do better than the 11,000 barrels a day. They've shown a good track record improvement, and I think we'll watch over the next few days as they continue to optimize what we can collect.
Still, hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude are leaking into the Gulf. In Florida, cleanup teams are being dispatched to pick up tar balls now washing up on beaches along the panhandle. And NPR's Greg Allen says officials are concerned about the impact on the environment, fishing, and tourism.
So far in Florida, the oil spill's direct impact has been limited to scattered tar balls on panhandle beaches. But in St. Petersburg, on Florida's west coast, Governor Charlie Crist heard from tourism officials and fishermen who say the spill is also taking an economic toll there. Tourism officials asked the governor to spend more money on TV ads aimed at potential visitors in the Midwest and Northeast. At a meeting in Madeira Beach, longline fisherman Travis Palladino told the governor most deepwater fishing grounds, prime areas for grouper, are now off limits.
So we are starting to see on the offshore grouper fishery a severe impact due to closed areas to keep make sure that the fish are safe in the safety zones.
Crist is asking BP for an additional $100 million to pay for research efforts to study the threat posed by the oil to Florida's waters and coastline. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
President Obama received a raucous welcome during a high school commencement speech in Kalamazoo, Michigan. As Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports, the president encouraged students to get involved in efforts to solve the nation's problems, including the massive oil spill in the Gulf.
Kalamazoo Central High School was chosen out of more than 1,000 schools nationwide for the president's Race to the Top commencement challenge. The president praised the school for its high standards and for a program called the Kalamazoo Promise. The program pays the college tuition of local graduates and is funded entirely by anonymous donors. And Mr. Obama also had advice for the students. Work hard, don't make excuses, and get involved.
We've got an economy to rebuild. We've got children to educate. We've got diseases to cure. We've got threats to face. We've got an oil spill to clean up.
After his speech, the president stuck around to shake hands with each of the more than 270 graduating students as they crossed the stage. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
In Asia, markets are higher at this hour as investors grab up bargains. Shares are up 1% in Australia. Trading on Wall Street was volatile on Monday, with major indices all closing in negative territory. The Dow lost 1%. This is NPR News. Seven Americans and two Australians are among a dozen foreign troops killed Monday in separate attacks in Australia. The attacks came before a major NATO operation against a Taliban stronghold. A court in India has given two-year prison terms to seven former Indian officials of Union Carbide Corporation, now owned by Dow Chemical, for a deadly gas leak in 1984 that killed an estimated 15,000 people. Veer Singh in New Delhi reports that victims say the ruling will do little to address their plight.
A judge in the central Indian city of Bhopal, where the disaster occurred, first read a judgment convicting the former employees in a packed courtroom. They were later sentenced and fined a little over $2,100 each, but were then granted bail. They are permitted to appeal the ruling in a higher court. One of the accused died during the trial, which stretched over more than two decades. Several of those killed lived in slums around the Union Carbide pesticide factory where the leak occurred, but many more died later or are still suffering from what they say is exposure to the deadly gas. The defendants were found guilty of death by negligence. One protester said the punishment handed down was comparable to that given for a traffic accident. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Bank of America has agreed to pay $108 million to settle a Federal Trade Commission complaint against Countrywide Home Loans. The FTC accused Countrywide of overcharging customers and making false statements in bankruptcy court. It claims the company created a subsidiary in order to hire vendors that imposed heavy fees on delinquent borrowers. The alleged misconduct took place before Bank of America acquired Countrywide in 2008. This is NPR News.